The following are beneficial statements that you may occasionally repeat while at these levels of mind. Repeat mentally after me. My increasing mental faculties are for serving humanity better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better, better, and better. Positive thoughts bring me benefits and advantages I desire. The next silver mind control exercise will include the alpha sound that will help you to relax physically and mentally so that you may enter deeper, healthier levels of mind. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself, physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones, physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help, physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function within these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache. No ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears. No ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. In learning to reprogram yourself for success and a healthy, positive outlook, it is very important to understand that how you perceive things affects both your attitude and behavior. I'm going to tell you another story. There was a farmer who had a small plot of land, and if he worked day and night with his horse, his one old horse, if he worked day and night from sunup to sundown, 7 days a week, every week, no holidays, no vacations, there would be just enough food to feed him and his family. One day, disaster strikes. The horse ran away. One of the neighbors hears about this and says, "Oh my God, your horse ran away? That's horrible." And the farmer says, "No, it isn't." And the neighbor says, "What do you mean? I know what this means. I'm just like you, you know. If you have to do this by hand instead of using the horse, there is no way in the world you can do it. You're going to run out of time. You get less food. There will be not enough food for your family. You're slowly going to starve to death. That is horrible." Farmer says, "No, it isn't." "All right," the neighbor says, "why isn't this not horrible? Tell me, explain to me, I don't understand." And the farmer says, "What you don't know is it's true the horse ran away, but it came back. And not only did it come back, it brought two other horses with it. I got three of them now." And the neighbor says, "Wow, that's wonderful." And the farmer says, "No, it isn't." So the neighbor says, "What do you mean? You got three horses, it will be easier, you have a little extra time, more food, more leisure. It's wonderful." Farmer says, "No, it isn't." He says, "Okay." The neighbor says, "Why is it not wonderful that you have extra horses?" He says, "Well, what you don't know is that my oldest son tried to tame one of these wild horses and got thrown off and broke both of his legs. And the neighbor said, "Oh, that's horrible." And the farmer said,
"No, it isn't.
No, it isn't." "Why isn't it?" "And the reason it isn't," the farmer said, "because the militia came by, recruited all the young able-bodied men, and skipped my son because he had two broken legs." This is a never-ending story, by the way. You can go on and on like that and go back and forth, back and forth. And the reason I'm even mentioning it to you is that since you do not know ahead of time, it is usually only in retrospect when we find out what was wonderful or what was not so wonderful, you might as well go ahead and assume everything is there for a reason. And it's going to work out the right way, because if you base your actions on that assumption and get rid of the fear-based emotions, you'll find it tends to be a lot more wonderful than not so. So use the positive approach. Okay, when you do mental programming, there are a number of factors involved that will make your programming more or less effective depending on how well you use the factors involved. Number one reason is desire. When I say or you say that we want something, do we really want it? Or are we just talking about it? Or is it maybe a mere wish?